not miss acclaimed electronic artist and trailblazer Marc Ribier at Place Belle on Friday, October 21st, as part of his North American 2022 tour. Marc Ribier. Tickets available at evenco.ca. Visit www.marcribiellet.com. That's marcribier.com for more information.
It contains strong language in some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Thank you very much for tuning in. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to DJ for Rain Men, legendary group Rain Men, here in CKUT upstairs, doing like a tiny desk style concert. So I really encourage everybody to go check that out. Just Google, or you know, look up in YouTube CKUT Rain Men, and you'll see about a 27 minute video live here in the building. But in the meantime, just to shine some light on that, to let you guys know a little bit more about what Rain Men does, I'm going to be replaying an interview from 2020, and where we do the history of Rain Men. So listen to the interview, understand the history. We're gonna start off with a little bit of Rain Men music as well. So enjoy the music, enjoy the interview, and go check out the live, the tiny desk style concert. Like I said, go Google or YouTube Rain Men CKUT, and you'll see it up there. So enjoy the show, All the Way Live Radio, CKUT 90.3. And just before we get started, I want to let everybody know about a giveaway. We're going to be giving away some tickets to the NCAA tournament coming up in November. So I know it's a little bit of time away, but I'm trying to get the word out. So if you want to enter a draw to win a pair of tickets, it's admin@ckut.ca, admin@ckut.ca, and yeah, stay tuned. Enjoy. Peace.
Yeah. Life.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man?
Same struggling.
Every day, man. Sad life.
For real,
keeps
for
going.
Real. Still, we got to take on the challenges, man. You know. Yo, we got to move.
Frappe dure à chaque saison, nous perdons des frères pour aucune raison. La violence de maison pousse les jeunes et quittent leur maison. Ils gardent le silence, ils vivent dans les fleurs. Pas que neuf pour les circonstances. Pense aux conséquences, les meurtres se séquencent. Chacun pour tous, donc chacun sa chance. Les hommes aiment la guerre et les scènes fatales. Et les gros poissons mangent les plus petits. C'est comme ça que les rues se multiplient. J'ai peur de voir plus tard le soleil devenir tout noir. Plus personne se parle, même quand le spliff se râle. On respire la salle, même les plus dingues la balle. Et les flingues qu'on jette en rafale, les balles qui atteignent les salles. Et si je meurs demain, l'autre prendra ma place. Quand la vérité frappe, les moteurs se cachent la face. Marche avec un corps de glace. Si tu me crois, tu verras la grâce.
Yeah.
saying?
Keep fighting, move on.
And after that, you move on.
Perdu. Je chante mon vécu, m'amènera nulle part. C'est plus que j'ai cru, chaque jour me laisse déçu. Même si je vois plus le soleil se lever, au moins en paix je resterai. Parce qu'ici y'a aucun temps pour respirer. On est tous perdants, la pluie, le beau temps, les seins alternants. Cycle emmerdant, de plus en plus stressant. Regarde dehors les vies ratées, 24 sur 24, tu cesses râler. Des bières calées, les têtes caillées, laisse les fêtes tracer. C'est une chute libre vers l'enfer, y'a rien de pire, faut rien. Garde les troubles surgir, la sagesse c'est l'unique clé pour survivre. Fixe un objectif, vise seulement à réussir. Le système s'organise, on est tous des ouvriers. Et puis c'est pas toi le boss, si t'es un desperado. Se sentant à prise des sacoches pour se remplir les poches, il faut que tu t'accroches. Les chansons de soi pour foutre l'ordre qu'il faut dans le chaos.
There's a game, it comes to reset. And you feel like you can't make it. Move on,
yeah.
Move on,
you don't stop.
Cause what's healing in your life is a challenge to keep fighting.
On s'est fait détester. J'ai dû ramer, laisse-moi troubler, voir le soleil briller. Des souvenirs, retard 17 ans, j'ai dû travailler. Finalement, m'allier avec nos frères, m'a attaqué. Survivre sur les rives de la terre, c'est pire que l'enfer qui brûle, le démon qui délire de nous tous. Quand on se fait avoir à pécher, toujours corrompu, personne n'y échappe.
On est faire de l'engrenage. Après le chaos, viennent les pensées sages. Le franchissage des barricades, jamais je prends le virage. La seule loi à laquelle je crois, c'est celle du roi en dedans de moi, mental comme physique. Les partenaires ils sont plus là. Pour l'instant les riches ils bouffent en arrière. Le travailleur souffre, ils poussent devant. Mais de toute manière c'est une vraie galère et on est tous dedans. On se renforce confiant que chaque chose arrive en son temps. L'âme flétrie, les blessures psychologiques jamais guéries. Pour toutes les fautes commises au jour en paix, des soldats de ma patrie périssent en série. Les gros efforts investis sont l'unique raison pourquoi je survis. Le soir, les enfants de la guerre se réunissent dans les rues, ils mûrissent plus vite. Pris dans les mailles de ce qu'on appelle la justice. Dans un monde qui est sale, il y a des endroits où c'est encore plus triste. Mes rimes cursives inspirent d'autres et visent l'injustice. La vie s'abdisse et les fleurs pourrissent. Mon âme s'attriste et tout se brise. Un jour, fils s'avère à mourir, sois prêt pour tout risque. Refuse d'observer le temps courir sans secourir. La peur de souffrir. Souffrir est pire que souffrir. Jour isolé, en train de picoler. J'essaie d'oublier les cruautés. Naufragé comme Robinson Crusoe. En train d'innover. Dépressif, univers régressif. Je maintiens l'équilibre de tristesse et de joie. Tu vois, je suis hybride.
While the plot thickens, the real war begins. That's why we play the game of life so we can finally win. Define the truth within. Black and true origin. Devils go down with the prophets. Never shall we stand. While the plot thickens, the real war begins. That's why we play the game of life so we can finally win.
Hey yo, on est les briseurs du dos, le flouche preneur, course meneur, bourse entrepreneur, on casse tout, les mics teneurs, des pierres containers, trop le chien, c'est sans fenêtre fracassant, on casse tout, l'acropole représenteur.
Les jeunes sans vergogne qui respectent personne, versent les rames pendant qu'on sermonne, mes troupes s'échelonnent et prennent forme, j'ingue avec les chômeurs, squeeze, rôdeurs, buveurs de liqueur, qui tiraient l'odeur,
hey yo, pour l'honneur. On est les briseurs de vrai, vitres casseurs, bière buveur, vite chasseur, les litres à valeur, dédiés aux shit trailers, les speed stylers, les flics. On aime cruiser les crises par là, les seuls grosseurs, j'ai des stars grosseurs. On n'est pas des porcs voleurs, rêve d'ordonneur, t'es dit pas ma soeur. Genre de pop mon cœur, les grosses pop porteurs, les riches sol porteurs, qui soulèvent comme un ballon de soccer.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
L'homme se comporte comme un animal, survit un cannibale.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Moi c'est ma couleur et je vis avec jusqu'à ce que je meurs.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Tous foutent
de tout et se foutent de tout, y'a rien d'amical.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Vendeur de peur avec ma première à la
tête. Yo, yo, moi j'te furax, frustré de purage. Jamais relax, j'arrache ton plumage. J'mets ton wakas hors usage, démasque le trucage. J'arrache le masque et dérange l'usage. Calpasse pleine de rage, prie pour que ça se
rase. J'arrive à l'aéroport, fini les vols en charter, frère. Direction le Canada, j'suis négro, karatéka. Éloigné, guette, mais gâche pas, mais y'a nada. J'suis exorbité comme si j'avais un kit de cours de danga. Va y avoir la garbage, non pas mon shit dans mes chaussettes, mais dans la choupe de ma garbage. J'ai voyagé, je sais qu'on est de la paix sur toute la planète. Qu'est-ce qui nous sauve, le sport, la musique et notre quéquette. On m'appelle la star, mais ça c'est la star. J'calme les mecs bizarres comme dans Black César. J'ai trop été en chien, on dit chute encore en première. Mais en cas de guerre, c'est mes frères qu'on enverra au front, en ligne première. Organisé, intelligent et radical.
Je comporte comme un animal, sauf un cannibale.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Moi c'est ma couleur et je vis avec jusqu'à ce que je meurs.
Organisé, intelligent et radical.
Tout se fout de tout et se fout de tout, y'a rien d'amical.
Noir, organisé, intelligent et radical.
Ma première à la dernière.
Je mâche les mots comme les grumeaux, y'en a marre d'y mettre du gâteau. Je vais fumer les gauloises, du papa de mes bourgeoises. Ramener mes nègres du Valois, que les profs apprennent le nom Stomy Buzzy au Bambino. Sur leur ardoise,
veilleur n'importe quelle heure grave. Révolté, pur race, meute, meneur, container, ferveur, assaille, serveur, réseau de frayeur.
Tu vois, je vois,
mais quand je suis ivre, je suis lucide. Dépression accentuée, je suis vu comme j'en partie du suicide. Mon peuple trucide,
nique la police, ce sera le pas besoin de courir, je me suffis. Faut être plein, malgré ça, on se blesse, je me suffis. Me rapporte pas au suicide, si tu me suis, je brise l'esprit qui signifie ta demeure. Je demeure celui qui détruit le démon, mes gars sont tous des morts. Tu briges pour demain, des cascadeurs en état d'ébriété. Laisse les débris, le filet, t'es mal axé. Lyrics malaxeur, un black Nostradamus avec des codes. Le Gladius qui élimine le super Axus.
C'est casse ou pourro, l'ouf toi et moi on est bourré.
Ouais, de Montréal.
I like killers, you play the third. Let's kill the after some short sunny shit comes the rain and becomes the sun. For the rebels in the different levels, those who strive, we ain't got nothing yet but keep striving. Immortalized ones, they call the dead ones.
You got fucked by the transition, end of the sunshine, the rain, sun, the channels for the transmission. Forget making the songs, they got a function, transfusion, pain, frustration. I come to the rescue of the whole nation by the annihilation of the disciples' destruction. The mystery of the lost is dying, niggas are fighting, you're dying. Sick babies are crying. The battle for freedom, justice and life. It's the night of Armageddon. Fight for your life, for the bright light. Ugly, miserable and wretched, living in the pain. Every day's the same game, the same torture. I force you into the aura of the horror. You couldn't get saved by your own father. Now with the street full of coughs under the rain, over your back is the weight of the heaviest rain.
After sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine,
after sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine,
after sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine comes the rain.
Comes the rain.
After sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine,
after sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine,
after sunshine comes the rain.
Ce sang immonde, les branches d'arbres succombent. La tristesse à travers le monde. Un ciel orageux, même quand le soleil est joyeux. Et les fleurs se fanent, les enfants stannent et rentrent chez eux. Une fenêtre où je suis assis, je regarde les raies de cassis se faire fumer comme la vie. On n'a pas vraiment choisi. Je te verrai plus tard si tu te souviens. Mais si cette pluie ne s'arrête pas, eh bien mon gars, on se reverra plutôt demain. Les parapluies veulent dire plutôt par la nuit. Parce que je t'occupais à me protéger. La pluie qui est à ma poursuite. Un couvre-feu quand quelqu'un frappe, on ouvre pour eux. Mais c'est rare de voir quelqu'un sortir quand dehors il pleut. Regarde la ville de Montréal, est-ce qu'on régale? Deux fléaux journaliers qu'à chaque jour on déballe. Chercher le bien dans le mal, c'est chercher les averses. L'horizon s'abaisse et laisse sa place au ravage du céleste. Oh mon âme, je vois le ciel et les gens avec leurs ailes. Quand les nuages liquéfient, je deviens sombre et frais.
After sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine,
after sunshine comes the rain.
After sunshine
comes the rain.
Naufragé, outragé, puis le parking sur P9.
L'histoire se renouvelle, reste la même et les acteurs changent. Les déroulements s'enchaînent, gardent leur sens. Ça ressemble à un mélodrame, le bonheur se mêle aux larmes. C'est vraiment une belle œuvre, plein de moments mémorables. On efface les douleurs, mais les blessures restent. Les vieux arbres s'effondrent, mais leurs cils renaissent. Le temps est l'agenda qui nous met sous stress. On évite le recul pendant que le monde progresse. Grey Goose dans la lèvre, il fait froid, mais l'alcool rend tout le temps à l'aise. Entre l'ombre et la paix, les sentiments basculent de l'amour à la haine,
à la haine.
De plus en plus pessimistes, quand on s'y met, sera la scène sinistre. Les jours d'automne, une pluie d'épée. Derrière le regard futur, le deuil s'abrite. C'est pour qui on fait ça?
Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur. L'argent, mon gars.
C'est pour qui on fait ça?
Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur,
yeah.
C'est pour le cœur, l'argent.
J'y vois bien les signes, nos actions sont lisibles. Dans leurs usines, la jalousie visée. Remain toujours précis, tranchant comme un missile. La vie que je mène, bref, for loose control comme ici. Ah oui, c'est nous que t'as vu l'autre jour. J'ai pas changé, ils sont frappes, jamais je présente l'autre jour. On est de retour, même si on n'est jamais parti. Le rap, l'alcool, toujours la même chose par ici. Je vis, même mon auteur n'a pas grandi. Jeune vétéran du rap, qui tout grandit. Si tu rap, vendidisme mais pas ton âme. Mon gars, sois pas surpris du fait qu'on récolte ce qu'on a en plus. Tu pourrais vite t'abîmer, le fait de vivre avec ça, même si ça t'a abîmé. Nulle part où t'abriter. Même ton esprit, j'y veux plus t'habiter.
C'est pour qui on fait ça?
Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur, c'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur.
L'argent, mon gars.
C'est pour qui on fait ça?
Mais non, c'est pour qu'on fait ça.
C'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur,
c'est pour le cœur.
L'argent.
Quand les gars ils nous voient, ils disent Sap c'est N-O mon gars. Quand les gars nous voient, ils disent Sap c'est N-O mon gars. Quand les grêles nous voient aussi, elles disent concurrente, gros salade, les necks disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils nous voient sur un beat avec nos rhymes qui tuent, ils disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils entendent la qualité rare, son beat comme nous, ils disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Mais si t'es fake, puis t'es sac, wack, wack,
c'est. Comment on part, j'participe aux illégaux illicites. Jamais j'participe. T'es fou, c'est ma ville ici. J'précide dans le game. Quasiment précédent le game. J'suis précédent. Green Peace sans précédent. Mon gars, j'suis presque bien jamais dans le mouvement. À part le jour où j'verrai des Benjamin. Puis dans ce mouvement, trop de portes avec des serrures. J'suis sans clé. Les gars me parlent de serrures comme s'ils sont ancrés. Un mort fucking neck. Il spit sa fuck ton internet. J'tisse une fucking toile plus grande que l'internet. On livre toute la marchandise. Fuck. PSA, ça chief. Marchandise. Mes necks comme tard, qu'est-ce qu'on est? On essaye de faire plus de papy comme tard. Pour de vrai, qu'est-ce qu'on est? Tu veux des infos, mais dans le fond, tu nous détestes. Après, vont faire des infos, puis nous pas en déteste.
Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut des gains. Ils veulent nous reculer loin. Mon as potentiel. Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut des gains. Ils veulent nous reculer loin. Mon être potentiel. Comparant au salaire, les necks disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils nous voient sur un beat avec nos rhymes qui tuent, ils disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Quand ils entendent la qualité rare, son beat comme nous, ils disent. Ils aiment ça complètement. Mais si t'es fake, puis le sac, ils voient t'es wack, c'est. Ils partent,
je pensais que c'était un vrai love qu'il y avait dans le rap. Mais tout le monde saillit, comme avoir un gun dans le rat. On se pointe, jette-toi vite, les necks t'rattrapent. Ils veulent ta mort dans le game, puis ils vont fuck ta trappe. T'es mieux disparaître, chief, tes rhymes sont disparates. On t'aime pas
ici, puis mes nègres ont 10 pareils. Comme nous, y'en a pas un ou 10 pareils. On est différents tant que nous disparaissent. Cite les noms clairement dans ta radio. Ou bien mes nègres débarquent sur toi, t'enlèves tes radios, sirène. Mais t'as pas l'air de comprendre vite, mon gars. Va falloir fort qu'on laisse tes poches vides, mon gars. Ça change pas loi qui colle au game. Puis on dirait qu'ils veulent du beef, mais ils collent au game. Puis après, ça me parle de rap, grêle, machine, zil.
Pour de ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut les gains. Ils veulent le reculer loin. Mon as potentiel. Ça doit changer le game. Parce qu'il nous faut des gains. Ils veulent le reculer loin. Mon as potentiel.
Oh ça là, les nègres disent j'aime ça.
Showering him with blessings of rain.
Les gars sont ridicules, tenaces, nous souhaitent comme la canicule, mais je reste glace, sans attitude, jusqu'au crépuscule, ma face de marbre, vraiment solide, jusqu'aux molécules dans mon espace, haut comme le ciel, je prends de l'altitude, comme si c'était hier, avec aisance et habitude, plein d'aptitude, même si ta fière dans mon sang circule, comme si c'était hier, mais en meilleur, encore on s'améliore, pendant que la pomme pourrie se détériore à partir de l'intérieur, Montréal appelle nous l'île, la matière première, dans la finition tu reconnais la manière de faire. Le monde prend un nouvel art, c'est juste un nouveau jour. Puis là on est en plein 2012, où est notre fucking
yo,
flow.
Ça sonne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si frais, si vrai. Tu sais qui ouais, si c'est que le but, si vrai, tu sais, on le veut. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Ça sonne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si frais, si vrai. Tu sais qui ouais, si c'est que le but, si vrai, tu sais, on le veut.
Je dirais jamais que ça change. Des fois la réalité est vraiment plus étrange que la fiction, le rap pour là on les tremble. Rappelons la façon les faits qu'on les tremble. J'ai que tu fais semblant vraiment mon gars t'as pas les cils. J'suis courageux armé d'une roche comme la Palestine. J'suis dans mon canton même mon gars c'est pas l'Istrie. Tu dis n'importe quoi t'essaies vraiment nous travestir. Au pire tais-toi et puis écoute ton le real. Reste aux proches pour sentir les faits pour tu le fil. On agit pour voir le succès.
Personne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si fraîche, si fraîche, si sèche, si fraîche, si sèche, que le but, si fraîche, si sèche, on le veut, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Personne fait ça, si bien, si vite, si fraîche, si fraîche, si sèche, si fraîche, si sèche, que le but, si fraîche, si sèche, on le veut, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, 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 we back.
And we're back live with Learn They Dur from Rain Man.
Exactly, glad to be here, bro.
Yeah, jeez, man, glad to have you. Glad
it's
to
going
have
down.
You.
Thanks, pleasure.
So many names.
Yeah, exactly. Erie.
There was Erie.
Sad Life, Outra, Naufrage, Castaway, Mad Scientist, and the list goes on.
And you started off as there was Wretched Prophets.
Wretched Prophets, yeah.
And there was another one, Rhyme Apostles.
Rhyme Apostles.
I tried to do a little bit of homework.
These are all your names?
Yeah. And it's important to not forget, you know, all of this, but it all makes you
who you are, right?
Exactly.
So start off with Rhyme Apostles.
Yeah, Rhyme Apostles is the first one we use.
And then it was Wretched Prophets.
Wretched Prophets, yeah.
And what was the, because you guys always are these, the names you guys have individually, yeah. Is that changing, or is it? It's always all three names, kind of.
Yeah, but you know, we kept, let's say, Naufrage and Outra for the longest time.
Yeah,
those are the ones.
And you're Naufrage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So since Rain Man, basically, it stayed the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and people gotta kind of identify the name to the group, and if it keeps changing, that wouldn't be, you know. Mm-hmm. But Rain Man is there's a lot of let's say meanings to that, and it sticks to us over the years.
Break it down.
Yeah, Rain Man. You know, it's coming from a motto that we used to, you know, it's after the sunshine comes the rain.
Right.
So this is where it's coming from. And back then, when we were under the Rhyme Apostles' name and Wretched Prophets, we had a song. The hook was "After Sunshine Comes the Rain," and we kept that song on the first album as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really from there that
and
the
that
name.
Was, it's in French though. The name of the track, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we did it in English as well.
That's another thing. Yeah, we're gonna get into that.
Yeah, yeah. but also, of course, you know that Dustin Hoffman movie Rain Man is something that definitely influenced us because we consider ourselves as either autistic or STD. How we say that in English? TDAH. ATD maybe.
Attention deficit.
Yeah, exactly.
Disorder.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we have these kinds, but you know, it was never under diagnostic.
Right.
So it's definitely an influence as well.
Okay.
And there are other things as well. So Rain Man is really, you know, whenever it rains, we think like it's bringing us down, and for creating our art. It helps, so Rain Man is definitely a name that sticks to us.
You said it's bringing you down?
Yeah.
Like in a sense of, like, it's a bad thing when it rains, or?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say that. It's bring, whenever, there's so much movement.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to calm down. Mm-hmm. And get
okay,
back to
okay, it calms you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's okay. I mean. Sorry. Yeah. I just have to clarify that because I know a couple of people were wondering themselves too.
Yeah. Probably.
Okay, it calms you down.
Yeah.
Me too. When I think of the rain, I feel like it's a clean out. You know, it cleans out the streets and it waters all the. So you know what I mean? It's like a clean out still. But okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and at the same time, there's the abundance behind it as well. So we all searching for abundance, you know, but without excess as well.
Right.
But just we're looking always for something new, refreshing ourselves, so cleaning again.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, it's meaningful, man. It's meaningful.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the story of how you guys linked up from the beginning?
So it was 95 during fall. Each one of us were separate in different groups. We were doing a show, and that was the first time we met, and there was that connection, definitely.
Why don't you paint a picture of 95 for the people who are listening?
Yeah.
Well, how important was it to go to a show? Where was the means of information in those times?
Trust me, it's a different day, right?
Yeah.
You have to let the people know.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
There was a show underground, really in the parking. In a parking lot, and people were performing, and a lot of groups. I think there was not much shows, but maybe more than today. The performance was kind of grimy, sounds bass without no sound engineer. But you know, people were performing, and there was that talent emerging. Most of the groups I would say were whack, but there was some talent still that you could see, and
A
lot of names are still there today.
Nice.
Well, yeah. So
are there some names that you remember
who there was
were there that night?
And that's that specific night, there was Nasbrock.
Okay.
There was La Roque, but he rest in peace right now. He deceased, I think it was maybe in 2011 or 2012. There was also other people that was there, Jimmy Lee L'Intrus. Actually, him and myself, we were in a duo.
Mm-hmm.
You never would thought that today because like we're so much different, but still we were rapping together.
Okay,
nice.
Yeah, and there were some other people. I'm probably forgetting a lot of them.
Yeah. That's cool, man. And so you guys linked up. I guess you appreciated each other's performance, and the energy just brought you guys together to create more music.
Yeah, we were both inspired by Wu-Tang, we would say, Mobb Deep as well.
Right.
So that connection, I think, is coming from that,
what
we used to listen to together.
Mm.
And also, there was a lot of, I would say, loud mouths, people, you know, making a lot of noises, mm-hmm. but we weren't like that, so that helped also.
You allowed for the talent to speak.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
itself.
Whenever we had a mic, then that was a different story. So.
Yeah, that's when the noise began.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear you.
Yeah, and the day after,
yeah,
we did a show together, but without never having like rehearsed together, like we just did the show first after the other. It was at the Marché Bon Secours in Old Montreal.
Yeah, man.
I'm not sure exactly how it happened. I think it was Max Outra that had this plug. So we just went there. We performed in front of people.
Right.
Like
it was a hip-hop show or just a music show in general?
No, I think it was a hip-hop show.
Okay.
Or maybe a club. Or I don't even remember that. But all I remember is that it was raining like hell, like pouring and... Yeah.
Okay, so this was the next day after you guys did the first show?
Yeah, exactly.
The parking lot show, and then the next day.
Yeah, the parking lot show, we were separate. Yeah. We're not in the same groups, but the day after, we went there together.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And after that, what you guys decided to do other shows, or you guys decided to start making music?
Like, we made music together, and sometimes it happened that we had shows. Like we used to go to a place on P9 where we had equipment, mm-hmm. but really basic equipment and a tape deck just to record. And
a lot of these youngsters don't know what a tape deck is. Tape deck, what's that?
Yeah, just to record one track after the other. Like we were losing quality every time.
Right.
So that was crazy.
The process.
Yeah, the process. Yeah.
And do you remember the first track you guys made together?
No.
Was it just a throwaway track that never ended up anywhere?
What? You know,
but, because whenever we had rhymes, like we were writing on another beat, right? Mm. So then after that, it was just a matter of taking the verse and spinning it on another one.
Mm.
So that was the process back then.
And what did you write to in those times?
Probably Wu-Tang. Exactly.
Yeah, you know what? You could tell it in the beat selection you have, like, that they're a good influence, you know?
Yeah, true.
It's that era, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And did you guys start doing, like, opening acts for shows that were coming into Montreal?
Never. Okay. We never had the occasion. I think we were not known enough to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And was that... Would you think like an English French thing, or was that like just happened to be like that?
Yeah, maybe, but I think there was a more connection between English and French before. I think so.
Then now?
Yeah. I think because whenever there were shows that were both like French and English together,
right?
Yeah, and it was good like that as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe the disconnect happened a little
later.
Bit later.
When the whole separation thing.
Yeah. But like whenever there were shows like Bouquin Click or Wu-Tang came here, there were no opening act, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, it was just...
Yeah, just them performing, and that was about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But the opening acts, we started doing that after the first album. When we had the name that was known, this is where it started.
And who did you guys open for? Do you remember? Or?
Yeah. So, but it was still late in 2006. We did Booba from France.
Yeah.
Then after that, 2018, there was Sofiane, and I think those were the only two ones that we did opening acts.
Okay.
I think so. But in France, we performed with a lot of artists that were there, but that was not opening act. We were amongst the show, amongst the set.
Like festivals. And
Exactly.
So how did you and your partner get signed in the first place?
Yeah.
Because at the time, like just to let everybody who's listening know, you could name off your hand how many people were actually had record deals, right?
Yeah.
How many do you remember how, like, who had record deals in the city at that time?
Besides Dubmatic, I'm not sure, like, there were a lot. I don't know on the English side if there were some groups that were signed, but on the French side, that was only Dubmatic.
Because even videos out were there were not many. There was Shades of Culture.
Yeah, you're right.
There was Dubmatic.
Yeah, but there were independents, right? Shades? Probably, I think so.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so. But
to have I see what you're saying. Like the backing of the record label.
Yeah.
And you guys were in that one of those first Dubmatic videos, right?
Yeah, exactly. So this is where it started, basically.
Okay,
so,
okay.
like we were just figuring. Like some of our friends called us and said, there's a video shoot if you guys want to get here, and like maybe you will get filmed. So we just got there, and we met a guy, Vincent Ygret, who's a producer. So we gave him a demo tape. And 6 months later, he called us and said, hey, guys, I have this opportunity. There is a label that might be interested to you. Mm-hmm. So then we didn't have any manager. Like, I think we didn't even know what was a manager. Yeah. Like 19, 18 years old, we thought it was just about writing,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
performing, right. Doing shows, video clips, and management,
your
business.
Didn't go past that.
No.
Right.
So we signed that deal, and there was kind of that conflict of interest because that label was at the same time our manager. Mm-hmm. So it was a management deal and record deal at the same time.
So what kind of...
How much money did you get?
No.
How much bands? No,
what kind of conflict of interest comes up in that point? Like, what vision did you guys have, mm-hmm, and yeah, what vision did they have, and how did that?
Yeah. Good question.
Not
good question.
Yeah, work
yeah.
out.
Yeah. So on the artistic side, there were some conflicts.
Yeah,
sometimes.
For sure, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some conflicts, and I think looking at now today, like I think that the way that we used to see things was not 100% accurate, let's say. But, and for sure, the way that they were seeing things as well. And I think that we managed to influence each other in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
The way I look at it right today, back then it was kind of difficult. In studios, like, just sometimes drinking beer in a studio was kind of very difficult. So
that was a different time.
Yeah.
Different
so,
time.
So that atmosphere was kind of tainted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at the end, it gave an album that we liked. So
it's all good.
Yeah. But that's an example. From the business side, of course, the label, they act for their interests. Mm-hmm. The manager will act with the interests of the artist. So this is where it was a bit conflicting. But, you know, the money thing, I would say that we were good, but in a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody was really thinking in the long term, making sure that we, let's say, reinvest in whatever. Like,
right.
No, there was not that consciousness, I would say.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. And so when you signed, was it for like it was to do that one that Armageddon album, basically? Or
yeah, so the deal was to make an album in French and in English.
Mm-hmm.
That was their idea? Because that was my next question.
That I couldn't tell. I wouldn't
like, say because to put that in perspective, nobody in history, I don't think,
yeah,
has ever put out an English and French version of the same album.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But our natural language is French.
Yeah. Mm.
But we were rhyming in English,
right,
before. So we did that transition with that label, with Vincent Ygret, with the producer. This is when we realized that it was better for us to do that in French.
Right.
We were more comfortable, like more fluent.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we did the transition, but before doing that transition, we were thinking that we should always keep it in English. So,
mm,
so it would be difficult to tell which one kind of, let's say...
How that yeah, idea yeah, like formulated exactly into actual reality.
That was a
reality
thinking process that probably lasted a few weeks. But
mm-hmm,
but both albums were done very fast. Like it was 2 months. 2 months we did both albums.
How difficult was it? Like
intensive, like... That was crazy. I remember taking the metro and like going to at the last station,
mm-hmm,
sleeping over without and getting back the other way around is still at the end station and like missing my station every time.
Because you're falling asleep.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Trying
yeah
to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was intensive.
And at those times, where were you recording the album?
Yeah, so I think there were about two or three studios that we went through. It was in the West. There was Studio Victor.
West Side?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was that's around Place St. Henri, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And there was also Disque Star. That was very huge, like so many rooms. Jeez. Oh yeah, yeah. Like
where is that?
In Verdun, de l'église.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez. And from outside, you wouldn't even tell.
Is that the downstairs place?
There was downstairs, but also and upstairs. Also, yeah, okay, there was an entire building.
Yeah.
How you know all
right
these
off of Wellington, right?
How you know all these places, Provy? You be all around, huh? This guy's a mover and a shaker, huh?
And you said there was another studio.
Sometimes we were at Piccolo. That was in the east, Anjou, Tétrouville. Mm. Sometimes we went there. Yeah, yeah. That one is still today. Still there.
Bobby.
Yeah, yes. Still there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, because I have a hard time even finding that English album.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, though.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
The entire album is there.
Okay.
So, if you go on the Rain Man album, English Armageddon, you will find that.
Okay.
Entire album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have the No Chillin'.
Yeah.
Because that was actually on a single.
Okay. Okay.
There's a vinyl single.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the Pud Chilling...
Yeah.
There's two different Pud Chilling vinyl singles. On,
yeah.
On one of them, the one that has the cover,
yeah.
It has the No Chillin' version.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
On,
you're
on
right.
It. So
you're
that's
right.
The only English track that I heard kind of thing, you know? But
okay, yeah, but the entire album is there, still there.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. There are some beats that weren't in French that were just done in English as well with featurings and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
And let's talk about the production on that album.
Yeah, the beats. Yeah. So, most of the beats were done by Jean-Luc Crimet. Rest in peace to him. Like, I think 3 days before the album launch, I think it was June 3rd, like, he passed away. He had an accident, motorcycle. Yeah, and it's just recently that we realized that we didn't pay homage to him sufficiently. So, like, a very, very big part of what we did is because of him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the beats that he did, like, were so much, like, of quality that... it's just bad that we didn't realize we were so much self-centric.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think about him that much.
Self-centered?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's a different time. Yeah. And you're younger. And,
yeah, exactly.
And you're not fully understanding everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even something like death can, as a young mind, you can just kind of try to shut it out and not deal with it.
Yeah.
How much of the album did he produce?
Probably about like 75%. But and the rest was other producers that I think are not producing anymore. And you know, let's say the entire album was kind of remade from things that we built, Max and myself. Like with basic equipment, we were working a lot with SoundForge before. SoundForge,
yeah.
So just placing the hi-hats one after the other and sound by sound. Sharov.
So do you remember offhand some of the beats that you guys or some of the tracks that you guys had ready, and then some you had another producer make it into a reality? Or?
So A La Vache was created.
Okay.
So the first version, you couldn't hear a single thing. There was so much bass. Everything was loud, like, and distortion. Distortion was part of the beat, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very dirty. But the guy, Jean-Luc Crimet, reproduced it. But kind of, still, it was raw, but it was not the same as it was before. So,
you still have that version?
No, man. lost it. Yeah, but I would like to hear that.
Yeah. Any other tracks that you remember, you guys?
There is in the English album, the track was called "The Journalist." In French, I think it was called "Génération Essidea."
Mm-hmm.
So that beat also was created first, and I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think so. Move On, definitely no. Pud Chilling as well, like those were not created by us at all.
That's Jean-Luc Crimet.
Jean-Luc Crimet, 100%.
Those two, man.
That's crazy.
Special beats. We started the show off with Move On. I was going to wait till later in the show to play Pud Chilling.
Yeah,
get into the story of that too, because one of the most influential tracks, you know what I mean? Here in the province. that was the first track I ever heard that had English and French on the same track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to Sabrina Jean as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Scandal. Yeah, man. So how did that, how was the creation of that track?
Scandal, she was brought in by Vincent Gray. Like, I worked with her once on a Dubmatic track. And that track is kind of lost now.
Yeah, because I've never heard you guys with the Dubmatic before.
Yeah, exactly. That was a track with a lot of people rhyming in it. There was Scandal, there were Dubmatic, there were another group. I think it was two girls and one guy. They were called La Gamique. And some other people, I'm not sure. So we did that track like very fast, but
was that for the album with Soul Pleureur and
Été à Montréal? I think so.
Force de comprendre, that album basically.
But no, maybe it was exclusive or it was not on their album, not on Dubmatic's album.
No, I'm
not
saying it was on there, but was it recorded for that album and then they didn't maybe put it on it? And
that's possible.
It was just
that's possible.
If you remember, I don't know. I'm just.
I'm not sure about that, what happened exactly. I remember where I recorded that on St. Hubert at Tux Studios. Tux, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the label of Dubmatic. So we recorded that there. Then I met Sabrina Scandal. After that, lost contact with her, but Vincent Gray brought her back in. So we just created that track together. Like we thought on the beat, because of the atmosphere, it would be great if we could kind of balance. Mm-hmm. Because the beat, you cannot tell if it's something positive or dark. So, yeah. Like, we played around with those two vibes.
That's like a Brazilian sample or a Portuguese
sample
or something.
Because
I remade the beat one time for one. I made a project that was kind of dedicated to the Montreal metro system and remade a couple of classic beats. And I remade Pud Chilling.
Oh, nice. Was that with Art Beat or something else?
No, that was just my personal... project, and I'll play it for you later. Just going through that old song, it's like it's just that one part, just to say that, just because that one part of that track is like the rest of the song isn't like that, but that one loop, man, is just kind of very mystical.
Okay.
And it's like you say, you don't know if it's positive, you don't know if it's negative, but it's like in that zone of just like, yeah, it's very hip-hop, man. So Vincent brought Sabrina back in.
Yeah.
And to balance out the track.
Yeah, we wrote the track. Let's say we said, okay, that will be the concept. And then after that, everyone went on his side and wrote. The day after, like, we recorded that. I remember Max Outra wasn't sure about the track. He wasn't 100% feeling it. So the vibe, it was kind of, I think he was seeing too much the positive side of the beat and didn't see himself fit into that. Mm-hmm. So I tried to kind of balance it and bring our own flavor into it with Sabrina. And you can hear it in the rhymes. She's talking about sipping lemonade. Even for her, I know like what she spits, and she kind of went softer for herself.
Yeah, she was chilling on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that was a good vibe still.
Yeah.
So we balanced that. Our verse or our part was a bit darker. So that
was the tough lyrical part of the track.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And even in the English version. So did you do that all in the same session, like the English and the French?
Yeah, one session. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, most of the tracks we did, they were recorded very fast.
And how come you didn't get Sabrina to spit it in French?
Yeah. I think she never wrote in French.
Okay.
Not sure why. Yeah.
That's funny. No. Oh, that's cool, man. Where did you guys record that one? Is that at Victor as well?
No, that was Distal.
Oh, Distal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down in Verdun.
Verdun. Yeah.
So how long did that record contract situation last for?
Yeah, I think the deal was for about three albums, I think, but the contract, let's say, was broken after a year. So, you know, it's because we didn't have any manager, like, after a year, like, we started to kind of, you know, the thinking process went let's say, in different ways. So, like, we started to get, let's say, a little bit paranoiac.
Mm-hmm. Paranoid?
Yeah. Yeah, paranoid.
Yeah.
With the contract. So, and still we were young, like 20 years old, and, you know, always, like, drinking and whatever. So, and a lot of influences. And this is where the tension with Radisson was a bit, let's say, like, more and more, and without getting, like, better. At a point in time, it was escalated to, let's say, the big boss of Radisson. So a guy we never seen, like, he was from a Swiss bank or something, because these guys had a lot of money, like, to invest in music. That was the good thing. So, and they trusted us as well. So, but, like, there were a time that we weren't happy about the contract. After a year, like, we wanted more, like, always more and more. And people influenced us, and not always a good thing, because maybe there was some things that we could have done, push it further and take more control. And, you know,
well, that's where a manager as a mediator would have been
exactly
something ideal.
Maybe we could have built some kind of label under them and then learn from their experience.
Definitely,
and then
I mean, they put in a lot of, and that makes me think of something I forgot to ask is the videos, you know, that that's not like, hey, we're gonna go with the iPhone and get a really good quality, like, no, like, that took a lot. So, like, why don't you walk us through, like, let's say the putt, we were just talking about putt chilling. Why don't we talk about the putt chilling video, like, where you guys shot it and the whole process for putting that together?
So that was Vincent Ingres. So he was producing the album, but also the videos. And this guy had a lot of concepts. Like, I think he was ahead also of his time. So, so the concept of the video was in some kind of a industrial, like, building that was abandoned. And there was a Rosemont in a spot. And, like, we started to record the album maybe in March or April. And we were recording the video, shooting the video in May. I remember, and, like, we did a call in the radio, and we said, Rain Man is shooting a video in a specific date. If you guys want to go through, then be there, et cetera. So we filmed with a lot of people there. It was very dark with, like, clouds of smoke.
That's a sick video.
Yeah.
Like, to this day. That's
to this day!
Yeah. With the concept and everything.
And so, and you guys kind of, like, whose idea was it to set you guys up? Did you guys have any input when you're there? Like, oh, we're going to stand here behind this mic and, you know, cause you were set up, like, it looked like Scandal had, like, a crew on the side, and then you guys were kind of standing up looking like you were on a podium speaking down to the people and you know, like, what,
You know, these details I don't really remember.
I was built. You know, as a fan, these are the things I think of, you know?
So before, maybe, like, there was some kind of, like, brainstorm together with Vincent, but I don't even remember that. But all I know is that you know, it sticked to the way that we were. So that was the good image that we wanted that fitted us. So at the end, it was good.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, when I hand you this, let's see, like,
he's handing him a record right now, people out there in the radio line.
That's the one of the Pud Chilling singles.
Yeah,
do you remember when that was pressed up? Or if you ever saw, you've seen this before, obviously.
Right? 99. I have like the copies. Like, we gave them to a lot of people, and, like, we only kept one. So I still have that one, but, you know, it's a piece that is, like, it's all dispersed in Montreal and in France. And
I saw, like, Belgium?
Belgium, yeah.
So the English album was released in Belgium or something?
No, that was
the vinyl.
Oh, the vinyl, yeah, probably.
Because here it was released as a CD and a tape.
Yeah.
And then I think the vinyl was released overseas, right?
Yeah, so the full album.
Do you remember why or... Like,
it's probably the deal that we had with V2. So we had a licensing deal there. But that, you know, I never found it. That entire album in vinyl, never had it. Never, but we never requested it as well or searched for
They never even hooked you up with one.
Like, nah,
they never said, here you go.
Nah, okay. Man. Yeah, things were moving kind of fast, and we weren't very conscious, and we
sounded a little janky, if you ask me. Did you dirty, fam? I'm joking.
Let's get into pot chilling.
Yeah, let's see.
And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about the track before we get into it?
Pot chilling, the atmosphere. Listen to that.
Go check out the video, yo.
Yeah, true.
On YouTube. Yeah. Pot chilling, Rain Man.
Nice.
Lemonade. I cut the cards like a blade. I'm in the yard with my niggas. Top villain, call me back. Mathematically, I got my figures. Picture my picture. I got the good shit. The kind of good shit. You know that everybody wanna get with. Scandals here to vandal. On the beach, I wear my sandals. I'm too hot to handle. And my words just call your message.
Fragé d'allure sombre. Je vis dans l'ombre. Sans fausse honte. À boire à la ronde. En fin de compte, les autres rêvent d'être sur les ondes. Ce qui compte, c'est que le cash compte. Faire sale comble. Tant que le tonnerre gronde. Que la pluie tombe. Puis que les troupes abondent. D'où arrive ta joie de vie, je dois le dire. Préfère choisir de moisir que de rêver soit de loisir ou de croisière. Je te vois venir. Toutes ces choses-là, elles sont un goût amer pour moi, ouais. Mais juste fois trois bières à refroidir. Arrête ton corps, comprends couronne brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feelings, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
I hear what you're saying, you betraying the words I'm displaying. Preacher of this sad life, pretending ain't no time for
crying. Arrête ton corps, comprends couronne brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feelings, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
I hear what you're saying, you betraying the words I'm displaying. Preacher of this sad life, pretending ain't no time for praying. First two, this what I do, I'm jumping out the shower. Spray on the roof and women smelling fresh around the hour. Devour all the men that try to pick me like a flower. Rendezvous for business, yo, I meet you by the tower. By the power that G.O.D. invested in me. Respectfully, it's my last name, so you shall remember thee. I could rock your body, make you sing la-di-da-di. Nobody marks me out, cause I could surely rock a party.
Position du simple au complexe, conteste que raconte cette gonzesse. Moral concret, rentre dans le fond de l'aide pendant que le monde fait. Mon concept est déconcert, toi faudrait que je me décomplexe, que je décompresse. Jamais je concède quand je converse, le stress pète les pieds. Diable cherche les guerres, porte la charge, on reste fier. Gestionnaire de caisses de pierre, faire renaître la faible lumière. Cesse de faire taire, la misère de cette ère, je dégénère. Créer les liens sous des soldats peurs de frères. Arrête ton corps, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feeling, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
I hear what you're saying, you're betraying the words I'm displaying. Creature of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for
playing. Arrête ton corps, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feeling, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
I hear what you're saying, you're betraying the words I'm displaying. Preacher of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for playing. Yeah, I rock a party till the mood is just right. Puffin' ganja on the block, I'm heated by the sunlight. My appetite, spicy wings and Heineken beer. My atmosphere's relaxed, so stress does not come near. Bag of jeans and Timbs, I front the proper gear. Strictly 18 and 24K dressing up my ear. Shit, I'm chillin' God and you don't know the half of it. If I got beef up with some women, you know I'm packing.
Ok, arrête le cancan, les escapades, j'ai pas le temps. Toi en tout ce que j'entends, j'suis indépendant, j'vais de l'avant. Divinité dans le sang, présente mon sang, manquement. Surpasse grandement le puissant matérialisme dépravant. Clairvoyant, fort croyant. Je connais pas de paresse, pas de sommeil sans fin. J'ai attendre quand le temps vient. Rien que c'est jamais en vain. Faut que je trouve un job. La vie peut pas chaque jour être plaisant pour tuer le temps. C'est un réel de tous les jours que t'aimes. Arrête ton cancan, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feeling, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
I hear what you're saying, you're betraying the words I'm displaying. Preacher of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for
praying. Arrête ton cancan, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feeling, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, you're betraying the words I'm displaying. Preacher of the sad life, pretending ain't no time for playing.
Arrête ton corps, comprends qu'on rentre brillamment. Y'a pas de chilling, pas de feeling, pas de semblant, tu m'entends.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, you betraying the words I'm displaying.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Pud Chilling from Rain Men. Thanks for the story behind, you know, you gave a little history behind the track, man. It's nice to know.
It's some kind of mental effort to get back to this time and remember everything, like the single details, but that's a very good thing.
Yeah.
It brings us back, you know, on the ground.
Yeah. And I hope you and your partner and Sabrina know how legendary that track is. And, you know, it goes from different generation to generation, and people are still messing with that track, man.
That's crazy, man. But it's very well appreciated whenever we hear, like, these comments, because we didn't realize it back then. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, whenever all the shows that we did before, like, the recognition was so rare. So, after that track, it just went, all over sudden, basically. Yeah. So, that's crazy.
And for that album, you guys also hooked up with... Because I know was Sabrina Scandal on another track as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think she does the hook on another track, right?
Yeah, Seul Chemin.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, Only One Way, that was in English as well.
Yeah, yeah, we played that earlier too, right?
Oh,
no. Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. Oh, yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But who else from Montreal was on that album?
Not a lot. Like, this is...
I know something. There was a couple people, but they weren't... On the version I have, it's just not listed.
Okay,
French from France artists are listed, but the other...
Montreal artists, most of them, or basically all, they were people that were related to us. We had some kind of collective group that we called Acropolis. They were Sparker Brothers. Back then, they were called Frontline. There was also Arsenal. Mm-hmm. Wise Dutches. I don't remember what was his name before, but now it is that. But, you know, right now people are living either Toronto or Vancouver. Like, the collective was kind of, let's say, spreaded. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it still exists. So in that album, those were the only featurings that we had. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then you had the very famous French artists featurings.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you had
La Clica, Funky Family. Yeah, yeah. Stommy Bugsy and Passy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So from my understanding, you guys flew out there to do those collabos?
Yeah, I think it was done in a single weekend. Mm. Like, it was all arranged that we would go from that studio to this other one. And meeting with those groups in Paris. So that's a very good thing. Right now, a lot of tracks are being recorded, over the web.
Yeah.
So, but back then we were
in your own city.
Yeah,
you could
exactly.
be across the street from a guy, yeah. and you're just like, hey, yeah. I'm sending it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, but back then it was impossible. So you couldn't send an email.